The opinions of Fred Fowler and A.J. Hoffman don't reflect the views of Gal Media. Parental discretion is advised. KFNC Mont Belvieu, Houston, a Gal Media station. Live from the Veritex Community Bank Studios, this is The Blitz on ESPN 97.5. Today's Blitz Rewind starts now.
Dr. Fauci says sports can return relatively soon if there are no fans and the players follow strict protocols.
What are the odds that either of those things happen?
I think 0.0, because you'd have to put everybody in one place. I think they have to use, like, one stadium. And it would be really... I mean, I know they want to try everything they can. But then you also have guys like Mike Trout saying, I'm not really for this.
Aaron Wilson says that Kenny Stills and Kiki Kuti could be candidates to be traded or released. That would be the case with Kiki, probably between now and the beginning of the season. What's odd about that is Kenny Stills was super involved in the offense and has no dead money. I mean, he's relatively cheap, $7 million, no guaranteed money. Why would you trade him and bring in Randall Cobb, who's got, what, $14 million guaranteed? That's such an odd decision. I don't know what's going on there.
Here's Fred Fowler and A.J. Hoffman.
And we are back on the Blitz, hour number three. 713-780-ESPN is your number. 713-780-3776. You can also get us on the Blitz Facebook page today because Aaron is here. Just send a message, and if he likes it, he'll read it. Even if he doesn't like it, he'll read it because, you know, he likes to participate. There's also Twitter, at Fred Fowler, F-A-O-U-R, at AJ is the real, at Aaron is blitzed, at Degenerates975. You could text the show, you know the number for that. And if you miss the first 2 hours, that's some of what you missed. It's been a little sports, but a lot of stuff, and nothing wrong with that because it's a stuff kind of time. All available on podcastarena.com. And guys, just want to take a second to thank all of you for sticking with us here as we continue to roll through this mess together. Really appreciate you listening. And, however you're doing it, whether it's on the app, if you're still in your car, however, just thanks for being a part of the day and keeping things as normal as we can. So we've got a couple of little movie things I'd like to share with you, if that's okay.
Okay.
It is official. Sam Raimi will direct Doctor Strange 2. It came out that it was a possibility a couple months ago, but that is now official. So pretty stoked about that. I mean, Doctor Strange is one of my favorite characters in the whole Marvel universe. Sam Raimi, I love most of his movies, so I'm excited to see, because it's supposed to be kind of a horror movie, which is right up his alley, especially horror movies that are funny, like the whole Evil Dead thing. So I'm really interested to see how that plays out.
I think that Doctor Strange is a good character. I would have a hard time seeing them mess that up. But
yeah.
I'm hopeful for that second movie as well.
Yeah, to me it's there's certain things that would be hard to screw up. Like, I think it'd be almost impossible to screw up Guardians. But speaking of which, James Gunn says both Suicide Squad and Guardians 3 will come out on time.
Okay.
So, yeah, I know he was wrapping up Suicide Squad reboot, which I'm interested to see what he does with it. But really glad that he's back on Guardians. And your buddy John Krasinski has been begging to get into the Marvel Universe. Apparently, he's up for the Fantastic Four reboot, which I kind of wish they'd just leave alone. I mean
they're going to be trying because they haven't gotten it right yet.
Well, it's kind of like X-Men, right? I mean, they've had some good X-Men movies, but for the most part, it's been kind of eh. So they're going to keep doing it. But, you know, now that it's part of Marvel, maybe it'll work out. But, you know, I think he's, he's looking to get in there and he's he was almost cast as Captain America,
which I watched.
I know that wouldn't have worked. I mean, Chris Evans was the perfect Captain America. I went back and watched the first Captain America again.
Mm-hmm. My kids have watched all the damn. They've gone through almost all the Marvel movies.
Yeah, Well, I forgot how goofy he looked as skinny Chris Evans in that movie before he, before he got the treatment. It was just weird looking because I hadn't seen it in so long. And then you go back and look and you're like, So, 713-780-ESPN is the number. Hey, can I tell the people about our poker tournament again? Is that okay? Going to be Saturday. And you'll be doing some good for charity. It's at 2 o'clock. ESPN 97.5 and SportsMap are putting on the second Houston Online Poker Charity Classic. The first one last week was such a success. $60 to get in, 10 of which goes to two charities, Kids Meals, which delivers food to children in the Houston area, and the Southeast Texas Food Bank in Beaumont. For more information to register, head to the editor's picks on sportsmap.com or you can email promotion at galmedia.com. Please do your best to sign up early. And we're cutting the sign-ups off at noon on Saturday because we have to go through and, you know, reconcile who's paid with who's in there so that we can approve everybody. And it takes some time. It's a lot of work for us. So please, if you get signed up early, that would be great. Earlier the better. And, you know, all that on sportsmap.com, all the details. Please follow the instructions as best you can. And it'll be a lot of fun, man. Looking forward to another successful tourney, and we're raising money for people who really need it right now. So, please go and check it out there. Somebody asked, what's your opinion of all the new NFL uniform? Go ahead.
Are we doing the same charities this time or different? Yes. We got some different ones?
We're doing the same charities. So hopefully we can raise some more money for them. And if this continues, if we continue to get over 100 people every week, I think we'll work in some more charities. But we want to make sure that we get them a nice chunk of change. We did pretty well last week, got them $1,000 each, and very happy about that. We'll see how it goes. And, you know, we're working on some things that will get some other celebrities playing, which hopefully will get more people involved. And, we're just getting started with this. And I'm hopeful that this turns into a really nice thing, but we don't have to do it for long because hopefully we'll be back to normal at some point. But this is where we are. Hey, did you see this story on TMZ that the 49ers losing probably saved a whole bunch of lives?
I did see that.
Yeah.
Because they would have had a big parade and then it'd be a disaster.
Yeah, because they had their Bay Area reported its first cases of coronavirus in the days before the Super Bowl. So if they'd had a parade, and we already saw what happened with Mardi Gras, right? This would have been the same thing. It would have been just like a ground zero. So, you know what? Patrick Mahomes saves lives.
Yeah.
The Kansas City Chiefs saved lives. So
thank God bless him.
Indeed. I thought that was, because it's not something I'd even thought about, but apparently that's, you know, it had started right about then. And it's like when Mardi Gras started, nobody knew, right? So that's why it spread so much there. But, so it's probably a good thing then. I have a China story for you, too, if you'd like.
All right.
There's a McDonald's in China that had to apologize because they had a sign up that said no black people allowed.
That seems not good.
The restaurant, located in the industrial city of Jiangsu, displayed a sign reading, "We've been informed that from now on, black people are not allowed to enter the restaurant." Apparently,
this, like a 1960s Deep South.
Nah,
oh man,
we've got the right to refuse. You can eat your food out back, go in through the back door. That doesn't seem like something that happened in 2020.
I don't think they sound like that. Just my guess. But apparently, there's a lot of racial tension in the city. It's a hub for African traders and home to China's largest African communities. And in recent weeks, hundreds of Africans in the southern city were evicted from hotels and apartments after online rumors that the virus was spreading among African people. And McDonald's said the store was quickly shuttered when the company became aware of the disturbing notice, and that the restaurant's apparent ban on black people was, quote, not representative of the company's inclusive values. So, good for McDonald's for shutting it down, but, man, you know, and obviously we don't get to hear that kind of news out of China very often in terms of, you know, stuff like that. I didn't even know. But
that's a pretty wild story.
281 said, Falcon, did you really have to spoil the ending for Uncut Gems? I didn't spoil it. I didn't watch the whole thing.
No, I spoiled the ending. The ending sucks.
Yeah.
Spoiler alert, the ending sucks, just like the rest of the movie.
Yeah. Yeah. I don't know. I never saw the ending, so I couldn't tell you if it was good or bad. I just know I got about halfway through it, and I'm like, not even halfway, I think. I was probably about 40% in, and I'm like, this is just garbage. And, you know, again, if you haven't seen it yet, that's on you.
Yeah.
All right, 713-780-ESPN is your number, 713-780-3776. So want to mention again that AJ has managed to get the NFL draft on next week on the station. So you guys will get to listen to all of Bill O'Brien's tight end picks right here on 97.5. So I also, I think we talked about this a little bit yesterday, I also heard that the one-off they made of the Tiger King was awful too, so I'm not even going to bother with that. That's that just sounds awful. We were talking earlier about when football might return. Chris Fowler thinks February, and I'm pretty sure I would kind of trust him, but he thinks it's going to be February. It'll be a spring thing, and
I'll be honest, I mean, I guess maybe that's, do you think that, and we talked about this a little bit, do you think that's why the XFL kind of jumped out of the game? Because by the time football comes back, it'll happen in the spring, and that's when they would have been trying to make their hay?
Well, and I do think that's the case, and I think, you know, they realize, well, let's just shut it down so we're not paying people, and it wouldn't be hard to restart should things change, and, you know, but... and Holly's story had that basically that's one of the reasons was the NFL was going to be the first one back, and it was probably going to be then. So, you know, 713-780-ESPN is your number, 713-780-3776. So, yeah, that I think that makes a lot of sense. Somebody asked, are you guys still in on Westworld or still out on Westworld? I don't even know why I watched that garbage. I'm far enough in that it's time to, you know, that I could probably stick with it to the end, but I think I'm about 5 minutes of boredom away from just saying, screw it, I'm not watching it anymore. I mean, it's just, I thought last year was bad, and I love a good train wreck, but 2 years of train wreck, I mean, and I haven't heard anybody say it's any good this year. And if you like it, I'd like to hear from you. I really would. All right, we need to take a break. Please don't go anywhere. It is The Blitz on ESPN 97.5. Living or dying first,
sleeping inside a hut. This is The Blitz on ESPN 97.5. Ain't no mercy. Who knew you'd be hated for? You are listening to The Blitz on ESPN 97.5.
And on ESPN 97.5.com.
Live from the Veritex Community Bank Studios, here's Fred Fowler and A.J. Hoffman.
And we are back on The Blitz. 713-780-ESPN is your number. 409 asks, if football doesn't happen until spring 2021, what will they do about the fall 2021 season? We talked about that a little bit in the first hour. I think you just have a quick turnaround, and you have to adjust to it. But... I mean, that'd be better than nothing. We'd have almost year-round football, which would be kind of cool. And Lamont, I think, kind of missing the point on this, is So if the Niners won, they would have spread the virus, but the Oscars and countless other California events, meh, so that, which would get a bigger crowd, the Super Bowl or Coachella. First off, there was no virus when Coachella was going on. So
Coachella got canceled because of the virus, this last Coachella, or the upcoming one.
Yeah, and the prior one, it hadn't spread yet. And the Oscars wouldn't draw near the crowd of a Super Bowl parade.
No.
Which, you know, most of these things are like a million people. I mean, I don't know what it would have been in San Francisco, but, I mean, the virus was already there. And so it would have spread. So I don't think those are fair comparisons at all because, you know, yeah, they have a lot of big events, but they aren't doing them now. And, again, this one would have been before we realized how bad it was, just like Mardi Gras.
Yep.
So, but, yeah, I think that is the thing, is you would have had people there with it, and it would have spread to a bunch of other people, and, you know, that would have sucked. So, got a little football for you, if you like.
Okay.
Yard Barker did three teams that are in prime position to make a big move next year in the NFL.
All right.
And I would be
like
curious.
Like a big move in the standings or make a big bonehead move? Because I put the Texans at the top of that list.
No, big move forward in the standings.
Oh, okay.
Yeah, we know who that is. That's easy. So there's three teams. I'd be curious if I gave you five guesses if you could name the three teams.
Three teams I could see improving greatly next year. Well, I mean, I think the obvious one, at least one that will be mentioned here, is Tampa.
They do not have Tampa on the list. To me, an obvious one. Yeah.
Yeah, that would have been like the that would have been the one that I would have thought that the whole story was written about.
Yeah, I would have made them the minus 600 favorite, to be honest. Yeah. So I would not have cashed.
Let's go. Who else could I see being better in 2020?
Tell you what, I'll give you a hint. These are all teams that missed the playoffs last year.
Okay. How about, I mean, the team with the number one pick? How about the Bengals?
They do not have the Bengals on the list.
The Arizona Cardinals.
Arizona Cardinals are one of the teams, and I think that's I think they made some really good moves. You add DeAndre Hopkins, you give Kyler Murray another big weapon. I still don't know if the Kingsbury thing is going to work out. I mean, so far, so good, but that's one of your three teams. You have two guesses left to get the last two.
Try not to waste them. NFC North, not seeing anyone there. How about, well, the Dallas Cowboys?
I think they should be on the list, but they're not. I'll give you the other two. Indianapolis Colts, which I think.
Gosh. Okay. People are convinced that Philip Rivers is like the answer there.
Yeah, and I'm not. And I still think they have the best coach in the division, though. And they've made some solid moves, but they also, they don't spend all the way to the cap, and you know when they could improve in some other areas. I don't know. I mean, I'm kind of they do draft well though, and we do have a draft coming up, so we'll see. But I'm not, and this is why all these bonehead friggin' O'Brien moves may not matter, because he may get his fifth division title in 7 years and brag about that, and then get his ass kicked in the first round of the playoffs.
Right.
The other team is the Las Vegas Raiders.
You know what? I almost said them, and then I was like, no, Fred will make fun of me for always thinking the Raiders are going to be a little bit better.
I think they've made some good moves. They definitely need a receiver, and they'll probably use a high pick on one.
Amari Cooper or someone, right?
Yeah, that would be a really good guy to have. I like the team. I just am not sold on John Gruden. And, you know, I think I just don't know if the game hasn't passed him by. And last year I was a little surprised early on. They played really, really well. But, you know, then people kind of caught up with him again. So that's the only thing that holds me back on them. I think the Cowboys are going to be very good next year. They made some really good under-the-radar moves. The only thing that, to me, would hold them back is if they just overspend for Dak Prescott and have to get rid of some people, because you know, that might set them back a little bit. But otherwise, I like them. And Tampa seems like a natural to me because, oh, well, you know, they got a guy who's not going to throw 30 interceptions.
Right.
And that was a team that, boy, they lost some close games. And a lot of it you could just absolutely trace to Jameis Winston. I mean, the Texans game, the Falcons game at the end of the season. And their defense played really, really well. It's just you can't win games like that when you're throwing pick sixes. So, but yeah, I think those, you know, the, I mean, I think of all those, I'm curious, Arizona might be getting a little too much hype because I still think they're probably a year away. But, I mean, I can't fault them for putting them on there. And Arizona will always have a soft spot in my heart for being a cover machine last year.
They were that.
I can't tell you how many times I cashed thanks to those guys. And somebody mentioned the Dolphins. I think the Dolphins are interesting because if you assume the Patriots are not going to be the Patriots, that maybe they're just a good team, that division's kind of open. And they've made some good moves. And I think maybe the Dolphins got the one Belichick guy who can actually coach. I mean, we'll find out. I mean, it's only one season, but I like what I saw out of them at the end of the year. They got better, which is what I always look for in a new coach, is does your team improve? But, I mean, a lot depends on quarterback. If they draft a rookie and insist on throwing him out there right away, that may or may not work out. But, you know, I mean, like I say, you can do worse than Ryan Fitzpatrick running your offense.
Certainly.
And they got a lot of draft picks. So.
Yep.
I don't mind that one either. But, and I do have some bad news for a Texans fan. Both DeAndre Hopkins and David Johnson have passed their physical, so those of you who are holding
Sorry, guys.
Yeah, I know some of you were holding on the hope that, oh, this will fall through. It has not fallen through.
No,
nope, so,
you're stuck with it.
So your wife has left you. She's gone.
This is what you got.
Yeah. I have I don't know if this is good news either. In fact, I'm going to say this is bad news. Apparently, according to the New York Post, the experts speculate that too much alcohol could weaken your immune system during the outbreak.
Mm.
Dr. Shannon Sovendal, an ER director and a doctor and author of Fragile, explained, says, people drink because it mellows them. Yeah, no bleep. Well, alcohol has a similar effect on the immune system, making it slow and lethargic. He also explained how light drinking, having one drink a day, will likely have a minimal effect, but heavier drinking can dampen all of your body's systems, including the immune system. Okay, I'm not a doctor. But I'm going to go with the guys who
say... You're kind of like a doctor.
Well, no. I'm kind of a marvel of science. And as that, I'm okay with heavy drinking.
Okay.
I'm
as long,
willing
if
to fight
you say
this.
You're okay with it, then, I mean, you're like Dr. Fauci to me. Dr. Fred Fauci.
There you go. All right. We're going to take a very quick break. Don't go anywhere. It's The Blitz on ESPN 97.5.
HRNP listener line, dial 713-780-ESPN.
Looking to outsource your company's HR and payroll? Get the top initiative and smart solutions with HRP.net.
Is The Blitz on ESPN 97.5.
And on ESPN 97.5.com.
Live from the Veritex Community Bank Studios, here's Fred Fowler and A.J. Hoffman.
And we are back on The Blitz. 409 said just last week a Harvard study was released that said alcohol, specifically whiskey, can help prevent the Rona. I think I'll stick with the opinions of the great people over at Harvard. I would, except they also came out with a thing today saying it's going to be 2022 before we're normal again. So
yeah,
I don't like that.
It's the socially distant. The social distancing part isn't really what's bothering me.
What is?
I mean, like, I want businesses and stuff to go back to normal. But I think that, like, could we not have restaurants where, you know, the seats just aren't as close together as they used to be? Or, like, can we just do away with handshaking altogether? Like, I'm good with those things.
Yeah, I am too. I'm down with the bow.
Yeah.
No more handshakes. And
I've long said the bow is the way to go for this society.
And, yeah, if restaurants, you know, have to take out some tables and make sure everybody's 6 to 8 feet away from each other, then great. I don't know if, you know, like when this thing first happened, we were going and picking up drinks from our neighborhood places to support them and stuff like that and food and all that. And the deeper I get into it, the less I want to go and do things like that. And, you know, we're still supporting them. We're getting stuff delivered or, you know, going out and picking it up curbside. But I'm not, I'm not really wanting to go out and do anything like that right now. Even if they were apart, I would still probably just order takeout for, you know, until we're 100% sure we're cool with this. And maybe that's, and I wonder if other people are kind of getting the same way. It's like, you know, I just don't want to mess with this.
Yeah, I don't know what. I mean, I do think that people are going to go about life differently now. I think that there's going to be less, you know, sharing of drinks and things like that, which I'm all for. I mean, I think it's
yeah.
We need to be out of that market anyway. But
passing weed to each other.
Yeah, I'm not even kidding about that.
Neither am I.
Just everybody, I mean, bring your own.
Yeah. Yeah, I mean, there's enough devices out there. You can just, everybody can have their own. And, you know, it's, but I think that's, I think that's smart. I mean, we should have been doing this stuff anyway. And that way we're not spreading colds and flu and, you know, the HIV, whatever. 662 asks, good old-fashioned head nod is still in, right?
Yeah, that's good.
Yeah. Yeah, I mean, handshakes are kind of silly anyway. I mean, let's be honest. What's the actual point?
I don't know. I don't get it. To pass germs, that's the point of it.
713 says, strange, last month it was all BS and overreaction. I still think it's overreaction. But this is what people are doing. So, I mean, it's not my opinion. It's not what I think is right. It's about the other people and how they feel. And I don't see any need to be around them. So, and you know what? I've always joked about if it weren't for the show, I could never leave my house. And, you know, there's something appealing to that for me. But, yeah, I mean, that's... but yeah, I mean, no, I haven't changed my opinion. I think it has been an overreaction. I think the damage is done now, so we might as well keep overreacting until everybody feels safe going out, until they tell us it is. El Jefe says, how about tip of the cap instead of the handshake? That works. Somebody says, handshakes are from long ago to stop a poor person from drawing a sword.
Yeah, nobody carrying swords anymore. Let's stop with it. It's nonsense.
So he said, do you think they'll legalize weed to boost a weak economy when all this is over? I think more states might do that.
It makes sense. I doubt Texas does, but yeah, it makes some sense.
No, but I've said all along, I wish that weed would turn out to be the cure for this. That would change a lot of people's opinion about stuff. So... what's getting on my nerves are coworkers remoting from home talking about their board. I'm like, guys, we're still getting paid during all this, so let's just truck through. Absolutely, man. If you're still getting a check, you should be very thankful. And you know, there's plenty to do. I mean, I spent 4 hours today working on the novel. I mean, find some things to do. And, you know, it's, yeah, is it ideal? Absolutely not. But if you're still getting a check right now, a lot of people aren't. And you think, if you think that it's boring for you, imagine the people that don't know where their next check's coming from and don't know if they can pay their bills. So just keep that in mind. 713-780-ESPN is your number, 713-780-3776. Here's another update for you. Cinemark is planning to reopen their theaters around July the 1st.
Hmm. Okay. That's, well, we'll see. I'm telling you, I think movie theaters are one of the things that that are kind of go away.
Yeah, I kind of think so, too. As much fun as it is to see things on a big screen, and especially now that we're all getting conditioned to sit here at home and watch stuff. And you know, for the right movie, sure, I'd pay $20 for it if it came out on streaming, if it's something I really wanted to see. And, you know, I'd rather do that than having to spend more. Even if the two of us go to the movies, it's going to cost more than $20 by the time we get popcorn and everything else. So, I think that's an industry that's going to really suffer. But we shall see. This might surprise you, but guess who's supporting Mike Gundy after his coronavirus comments?
I don't know.
Parents of Oklahoma State football
players.
Oh,
Lord, of course they are.
And obviously he came out and did kind of a half-ass apology. But one of the mothers of a player basically said, "I don't think that Mike Gundy would ever, if he could, make the decision to deliberately put the kids in harm's way." That is kind of what he said, right? Is, you know, let's get them here because they're young and they can handle it. She says, "That's my opinion. Mike Gundy's got sons. He's got kids of his own. He wouldn't do that. I just know that. I spent time talking to him when my son was being recruited. He's just a regular Oklahoma dad. He's not an evil person."
Okay.
I don't think he's an evil person, but
he's just a moron.
He did basically say
he's as smart as his haircut would lead you to believe.
I don't make fun of that haircut. I love the hair.
Is that your surprise? Is that what you're coming back with?
If I can get it to that, yeah. Oh, yeah. I'll have the long-ass mullet. But we shall see. Deacon says, "Weed isn't the cure, Fred. It's the vaccine. I smoke daily, and I'm proud to report no symptoms 2 months in." So he says, "Bring drive-ins back." That's not a bad idea, but the problem with drive-ins is real estate. And you certainly wouldn't have any near the city. There's just not enough room for it. So it'd be a drive. But
there is one out in Tomball.
Yeah, is that one still there?
Yep.
I know that there's one in at Clearwater Lake, Saskatchewan, because every year we go see a movie there while we're there. And, you know, it's pretty cool. It's socially distanced. Plus, we bring our own alcohol, which is kind of cool. But, and you know, it's fun, but again, I don't know if that's, I think you'd have to build them outside the cities where there's real estate for them. And I don't know how profitable that would be, because then are people going to drive, you know, 30 miles to go to a drive-in for a movie? I mean, they drive 30 miles for a lot of stuff in this city, so maybe so. All right, 713-780-ESPN. I want to tell you one more time about what's going on tomorrow. We're partnering with a local company, Garner Oil, to help out first responders and medical professionals tomorrow. Garner Oil is a Texas distributor for a product called BioPledge. They use BioPledge to treat the interior vehicles. It kills 99.99% of the microbes on contact. I know it's What Are the Odds Wednesday, but what are the odds? That's pretty good. It kills things like bacteria, viruses, fungus. It actually bonds to the surface, keeps killing for 30 to 120 days, which is perfect. So tomorrow, they want to treat the vehicles of first responders and medical professionals for free. They'll be set up in the parking lot of Damaris Barbecue on the West Loop North at 18th Street from 8 a.m. to 5 p.m. So basically all day tomorrow during office hours, Damaris Barbecue, West Loop North at 18th Street. Takes less than 10 minutes for your vehicle to be treated. So if you're a first responder or a medical professional, bring your credentials and get a free treatment of your vehicle this Thursday. That's tomorrow in the Damaris Barbecue parking lot. So a great thing that they're doing, and go get your car taken care of. Somebody's got to look out for you guys because, you know, at this time, we need you healthier more than anybody. So please go and check it out. 713-780-3776. Here's an interesting question. Interesting question.
It'll have to wait, Fred. There's music playing.
Oh, is there? Okay.
Interesting question on the other side.
And deaths.
Okay.
It's already the last.
Oh, damn. It already is.
Yeah. All right. Don't go anywhere. It's the Blitz on ESPN 97.5.
You're listening to The Blitz.
Rock and roll, boys.
On ESPN 97.5.
All right, guys. I got to tell you about Carbach. And while a lot of breweries are doing to-go sales and the restaurants are doing to-go sales, Carbach's not doing any of that. They are focusing all their efforts on getting their beers out to the stores, out to bars. So if they are doing to-go sales, you can get Carbach to go. And this is a company that they always do right by the community. You know, the Crawford Bock, every Crawford Bock sold supports the Astros Foundation. You know, the Coastal Conservation Ale it helps out the CCA of Texas. So they're always doing great things, and this time is no different. So if you are looking for something to drink, Carbach's got something for everybody. They've got Love Street, they've got Hopadillo, they've got the IPA series, they've got Rattlers, they've got they've got BBH. If you're looking for something heavy, they've got something for you guys. Follow them on Facebook, Instagram, and Twitter to see when things will be getting back to normal. But until then, when you're out at a grocery store, grab yourself some Carbach.
You are listening to The Blitz on ESPN 97.5.
And on ESPN 97.5.com.
Live from the Veritex Community Bank Studios, here's Fred Fowler and A.J. Hoffman.
And we are back on The Blitz. A couple of things before we get to death. Jacob asks, can we get a Falcon Masterclass of writing for books, short stories, and novellas, maybe even for nonfiction? I would love to do something like that if enough people were interested. I don't know that they are, but... if you guys are, let me know and we'll put something together. I'd be happy to do something like that to help pass the time right now and maybe share some insight. And I would try to make it not just about that, but about communication in general and things that you can apply in your own life besides writing, because it all kind of ties together. And then the interesting question was from 713. Do you think buffet restaurants will go away?
Oh, they might.
Yeah.
You know where... I'll tell you, one of my favorite places to eat, and I don't eat buffets very often, but one of my favorite places to go are the churrascarias, and I guess they would technically fall under the buffet category.
Yeah, that's true. I like those too. And I usually don't do buffets unless it's that, or if we're in Vegas, I'll do it sometimes. But even the last few trips, I haven't done the buffets. But yeah, I think that's a really good question. All right, let's wrap the show up the way we do every Wednesday with a little deaths. And these are famous people who passed away during the past week, not this year, but, you know, during this week. How about April 11, 2006? How big was American rapper Proof?
Proof was big because it was Eminem's best friend.
Ah, okay. 2007, Kurt Vonnegut. Probably the only reason people would know him is from his appearance in Back to School.
Okay.
See, here's your sports figures. 2001, Willie Stargell. Dead at 61. Not a good run.
That's
Sugar
pretty
solid. Ray Robinson. Yeah, he was a good player, but 61, not a
good
run.
I'd take 61.
I'm sorry. You take it now. Wait till you get to be 55.
That's true.
Then not so much. Sugar Ray Robinson, Alzheimer's at 67 in 1989. Tavares Jackson, we didn't talk about that, died in a car accident at 36 years old this week. So, all right, let's go to our political figures. 1945, Franklin D. Roosevelt died in office of a stroke at 63. Definitely top five in the president rankings. How about Joseph Merrick, better known as the Elephant Man, in 1890, dies.
You
going to
do it, or
am
I
going to
do it? I think you should do it.
I am not an animal, and I am no longer a human being.
I'm a human being.
Not anymore, he's not. Okay, so let's get on to the best deaths. April 10, 1992, probably my favorite comedian of all time, Sam Kinison, dead in a car crash at the age of 38. Boy, this is a pretty good...
Of all the things that could have gotten him, a car wreck, really?
Yeah. Yeah, he was an interesting dude, man, and I was fortunate enough to get to see him live one time, and it was with the first wife, which is not a great memory, but the stand-up was fantastic. 1865, Abraham Lincoln got it through his head he wasn't one of his president anymore.
Oh, come on.
Sorry. Okay. 1912, Captain Edward Smith, captain of the RMS Titanic.
One of many to go that day, if I recall correctly.
Yeah, as a matter of fact, 1,515 other passengers after it hit the iceberg.
You know what? If they had just quarantined, like if Abraham Lincoln would have been quarantined at home, he wouldn't have gone into the theater. Guess what? He'd still be alive today. Guess what? If all those people on the Titanic had just stayed at home instead of going on a disgusting germ-filled cruise, guess what? They'd all be alive today.
What have I been telling you about cruises? I mean,
they're filthy.
And you know, there's a lot of theories out there that Abraham Lincoln's death is what preserved the end of the war, but that's another conspiracy theory for another time. 2001, Joey Ramone, lead singer of the Ramones, dies of lymphoma at 49. I still think one of the best versions of What a Wonderful World is the one he did on the EP right before he died. It was the EP was called Don't Worry About Me. If you've never heard that version of the song, it's fantastic. I mean, and you know, the Ramones were different kind of cats. I mean, all their songs are pretty simple, but they're all the kind that you can, you know, sing along with. Here's a underrated death, even though he's in the best death, so I guess he's not really underrated. April 15, 2018, R. Lee Ermey from Full Metal Jacket.
Yeah, that's a good one.
Dead at 74. He pretty much played the same character.
Every
movie. I think
movie.
His last role was as the therapist in the Geico commercial. Yeah, Jack Wagon. Yeah. So, all right, two dead porn stars for you. April 12. 2009. Hey, Aaron, thanks for doing the math on this for me. It says born 1952. So she died in April 12, 2009.
I think that's 57 Marilyn years old.
Okay.
Shame.
Marilyn Chambers died from?
Marilyn Chambers is... that's behind the green door chick, right?
Yeah. Yeah, that's
right. I'm going to go with... It seems like it would be natural causes, but I'll go natural causes.
Cerebral hemorrhage and aneurysm related to heart disease. But that's
is that natural causes? Yeah.
Yeah, yeah. I mean, that's a very natural way to die, so I'm going to give you a point for that. And April 13, 2011, 30-year-old Hunter Bryce died from?
Is that a male or a female?
I don't know. I'm guessing Hunter is a male.
Oh. I'm going to go car wreck then.
Female.
Female? Oh, female? Drug overdose.
Close enough. Complications from alcoholism. So
okay, that works.
I'll count that as well. So 2 points for you to finish off the day. And that is deaths. So, a couple people say, somebody said Willie Davis died today. Hall of Fame defensive player in the 60s. Packers great. Not familiar with him, but I'll take your word for it, sir. And a couple people texting in that they would like to do a writing thing. Yeah, I'll you know, I'll see if I can. If 20 people want to do it, it's probably worthwhile. So we'll set up a Zoom thing, and then somebody will hack it, and that'll be the end of it. But, you know, we'll give it a try. All right. Guess what? We're done. Another great job by A.J. Hoffman. Another great job by Aaron. Another, you know, above average for me job today, which has been happening a lot. And we'll be back tomorrow. Make sure you guys get out to Damaris if you're a first responder tomorrow and get that taken care of. Until tomorrow, stay Rona free, bitches.
ESPN 97.5.